You don't get them girls loose.
You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Tune into an all-new Inside the Cleveland Browns tonight at 7 p.m. on Sports Time Ohio with a look into the lives of Cleveland Browns players both on and off the field. That's 7 p.m. tonight on Sports Time Ohio. And also want to remind you right now, by the way, to vote for your Browns in the Pro Bowl. And you can do that by going to ClevelandBrowns.com. Right now, the Browns have an unbelievable 8 guys in the top 2 at their position in the voting. They need your votes. Let's get them to the Pro
Bowl. Keep them there.
Joe Thomas, Joel Bitonio, Carlos Dansby, Joe Hayden, Dante Whitner, Tashawn Gibson, punter Spencer Lanning, and special teams ace Johnson Batamosi are all in the top 2 at their position right now. So these guys have an opportunity to qualify. Keep voting. Keep it going. Right now, Johnson Batamosi leading the special teams voting over Matthew Slater of New England. Lanning is second at the punter position. Tashawn Gibson running away, by the way, with the free safety position, doubling up Earl Thomas, who's second. Dante Whitner is leading strong safety over Cam Chancellor. Let's go. Let's get the leads in of the Browns in there. Joe Hayden is the leading quarterback vote getter. Carlos Dansby second behind Luke Kuechly. On the O-line, Joe Thomas leads all tackles. Joel Bitonio second among guards, trailing Josh Sitton of Green Bay by less than 2,000 votes. So vote now. Get your Browns in there. Again, you can do that at ClevelandBrowns.com. That's great for the Browns to see 8 guys right
Heck
now
yeah,
in
great.
The top 2 at their positions, and you guys can support them. We're going to go to the phone lines now. You heard Mike Pence's press conference earlier. It will re-air in its entirety here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford at 2 p.m. Eastern, so you'll get a chance to hear it again then. But let's go to Stan. What's up, Stan?
Thank God for God bless America, you know?
I know it, Stan.
I was thinking about St. Jude's School today, Elyria Catholic High School. I'm going to Mass over St. Stanislaus, the Shrine of St. Stanislaus on Saturday. My oldest son's flying in from Houston with his fiance.
Awesome.
But it's going to be a great weekend for me, and I hope it's a great weekend for football and the Browns. Reflecting on the good things that the Browns did.
Hopefully we'll be reflecting on a win.
You know, it's unbelievable how our defense has played.
Agreed.
Considering the enormous amount of injuries, and has the field goal kicking, place kicking scenario been?
So, Mike Pence addressed that today in the press conference. He said that they worked out some kickers yesterday. They have not made a decision. Ray Farmer currently out of town right now. But the Browns defense has been absolutely stellar. And I think they've done such a great job. 9th against the pass right now. Number 1 in the NFL in interceptions. Number 1 in the NFL in passes defensed. Number 1 in the NFL in opposing quarterback rating allowed at just over 72. They've been great. They're plus 8 in the turnover differential. That's 7th in the NFL. And they have been a great red zone defense. They are the 4th-ranked red zone defense in the NFL. And when you think about the injuries that have happened on the defensive side of the ball, unbelievable.
It is. And just so, I mean, all of you out there who are true football fans and want to grow in your knowledge of football, what I look at, you know, and I know sometimes, you know, numbers rule and everybody wants to look at certain players and their statistics. And in some cases, we weigh heavily on the quarterback position. But when I get a statistical rundown, you know, every Monday after a Sunday football game, I come in and I look at third down percentage. I look at turnovers. You look at time of possession. All those things that go into winning football, because those things are what is being preached to these players that have to go execute each and every week. And those are the things that matters, and that is such a huge step in the right direction for this defense. And it's not something that comes and goes on a week-to-week basis. It is something that has come and has stayed and has become a statement for our defense.
It certainly has, and the defense turned out a great performance in the first meeting with this Bengals team, being up 24-3, holding Andy Dalton below 3 yards per pass attempt in that one. All right, we're going to go for another energetic phone call, and we're going to go to our guy Chevy in New Jersey. Chevy, what's going on, brother?
I'm glad you guys waited a couple of days, because I was a little angry with Mike Pettine for not putting Manziel in there. If you look at the facts, he really blew that. and hopefully he didn't blow our whole season. But he also gets credit for the play of our team. They have pushed through their personal demons. Guys like Kruger and Whitner are the leaders that it takes to win. And that's what I think this whole season's about, is pushing through your personal limits and exceeding them well beyond what you even thought was possible. I think that's what this team's achieving right now. I think we kill Cincy 35-14. Thanks, guys.
I like it, 35-14. Let's go, Browns. Here we go, Brownies. Let's go. There you go, Chevy. A little bit more excited there. Randy and Zania now, welcome to the show.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. I was just going to say, I think overall, you know, Mike Pettine's done a great job this year. Like I've said before, I think his only mistake was the Indianapolis game. And ironically, I think the defense scoring two touchdowns hopefully won't be what cost us the playoffs. But by that, I mean, if we wouldn't have been ahead, they would have put Manziel in. But as he stated, with the Browns being ahead, he didn't want to do that.
You know, it's interesting. Let me just jump in on there because I think that's such an interesting point. But I was sitting there the whole time feeling like we were not ahead in that game because of Brian Hoyer in any way. And I wanted him to go in when we were up 21-7 because put him in. Let's actually get some first downs and let's win this game.
Absolutely.
Well, I agree with you because I've been a Browns fan for 50 years since I was a little kid. And I've seen this song and dance so many times. And I just sat there watching the game, knew that Indianapolis kept getting closer and closer, and all of our three and outs, you know, that it was going to happen. But I got a question I wanted to ask you, because being sure. A longtime Browns fan, in these last three games, if the Browns win the first two of them, I will have mixed emotions on that Baltimore game. If we're mathematically eliminated before, I think I'd like to see the Browns lose, because if they win these final three, I think we'll all be kicking ourselves, plus Patton, for not putting Manziel in the Colts game. What do you think?
I'll take three wins. That would mean that Johnny Manziel comes in, wins three games in a row, and that you would feel very good about where this team is headed. And obviously you'd be disappointed, but I think that everybody would agree that this team, you know, could go to the playoffs and could make some noise in there, but I still think it's got a little bit of work to do to be a Super Bowl winning type of a team, and it would just give me a lot of confidence in what's going on. I'd be very excited about that if the Browns were to go 3-0 with Johnny Manziel, because you go into next season with so much momentum, so much positivity, and so much belief.
So high. Again, we've talked culture all year, and then I think, again, as we saw a little Coach Pettine, in some cases, be a little standoffish in regards to appeasing what everybody's been calling for so long. But he kind of saw it through. He saw the Brian Hoyer project through to the utmost degree by giving him opportunity after opportunity. And now I think you're going with the consensus, which is what it seems now, both in management and also to ownership.
Yeah, and he's Mike Pettine sent his press conference, which we will re-air at 2:00. He said, "I'm not looking back. I'm not second guessing it. It is what it is," and I think, you know, that's I guess our job and everybody else to go ahead and second-guess it. But the fact of the matter is a decision's been made. He said it was a short meeting. There was not much discussion, an easy decision to make the switch to Johnny Manziel. We've got Melvin in New Jersey with us. What's up, Melvin?
Oh, man, I was saying to myself, hello, guys. How you doing?
Good, man. How are you?
All right. I was saying to myself, the game Sunday, I was kind of happy Josh Gordon kind of dropped that ball. Because if he didn't drop that ball and we'd have won that game, we still would be dealing with this Hoyer subpar quarterbacking. All we needed was two first downs, we would have won the game.
And we only mustered three in the entire second half, 61 yards of offense in that half. Unacceptable. You know, it's interesting when you say that, because I have mixed emotions, because I think winning that game would be great for the Browns. I believe, and maybe I'm completely off base, I believe that even if he had pulled that throw out and we win that game, they still would have made the switch. And maybe that's just wishful thinking on my part, but I thought it was just so apparent that a switch needed to be made. And to have an outcome bias ultimately on the end of the game for a game that you would say the defense won in spite of the quarterback play, even if he made that throw, I would like to think that they would have been able to make that switch anyway.
I would too. And I think I agree with you completely. And I think that there was,
I don't know if it would have happened,
there
but
was,
I
know you're right. And there was enough of a body of work of bad out there on the football game, and the full tendency. And again, if you evaluate a football game in its entirety and you really truly evaluate each position, it's a very easy decision to make that something needed to change. And I think that's the easiest change that needed to be made.
It certainly was. All right, let's keep the phones going. 216-578-0850. Mike Pettine with the official press conference anointing Johnny Manziel the starter here today in Berea. Ron in Canton, welcome to the show.
Hey, Nathan, good to talk to you, man. Big fan, huge WWE fan, huge Browns fan.
Thank you. Going to TLC on Sunday to see Cleveland's own The Miz.
The reason I'm calling, I work in retail management, so I have a lot of downtime, so I stream 850, like, all day.
Awesome.
And it seems like hours and hours of calls about Hoyer and how he blew it and that this was his chance. I think any intelligent person knows, I mean, Hoyer put the time in. There's no questioning his dedication.
Absolutely.
Film work, all that stuff. The problem is he's just not good enough. I mean, you could make me the quarterback of the Browns now, and I could bust my butt and watch film. I'd get on the field, and it would be what it is. You know, and I think we waste so much time talking about how he blew his chance. It's just a skill thing. He's a great backup, good to have, good person. We need to find a franchise quarterback, and we need to know if Manziel is that guy. We have two number ones coming up. And I mean, I am a Manziel guy. I watched him in college. I think he's going to be, if he gets protection and learns to actually sit in the pocket, I think he's going to be deadly, because I think people underrate how much of a strong arm and how accurate he really is on deep throws and stuff.
I think that's very true. He was the most accurate deep ball passer of any of the players coming out last year in that draft class. He was the most accurate from the pocket, most accurate in terms of yards per attempt from the pocket. So he's got it all. I think you're right. I think he will make a successful transition. I think people underrate how good of an arm he has and just how accurate he can be with the football.
I'm sure a lot of that has to do with his size, because you don't think big arm, you know, with small quarterback. You think Blake Bortles should have a big arm, which he does. But I think we saw that in the Buffalo game. I mean, when the ball needed to be delivered, Johnny put the zip on the ball necessary to get it there. Otherwise, in my eyes, a Brian Hoyer throw in this, you know, with the same timing is an interception because of the zip on his football. So, I mean, top to bottom, I think that, you know, Johnny Manziel, this is great for the organization, and this is a great step in the right direction. The one thing that I kind of dwell on in this decision is, if we do not make the playoffs, you are left hungry for football season next year. We're always hungry as Cleveland fans for football season.
Absolutely.
You know, but you are hungry for winning football next year. And you want to see that next, a big step was taken this year, and you're looking for another step in the right direction next year because of that culture change, because of the guts to make this call now and not wait and ride it through. So you've got to give the credit where credit's due, and it's very evident now. And again, the only thing that we can look back on the season, because of all the injuries, we've persevered, is, was it 1 week too late?
That will be the question, but better late than never, I suppose, here for the Cleveland Browns as they make the switch to Johnny Manziel. All the reporters down there at the media portion of practice, Scott Petrak saying Johnny Manziel acted like the starter during the portion of practice open to the media. Well, of course, I am glad he did, because he is starting. Browns not practicing today. Desmond Bryant with a thigh. Gary Barnage ribs. Kaywan Williams hamstring. Deshaun Gibson knee. Jabal Sheard with his foot. And also looking to get updates on Nick McDonald, Glenn Winston. They are not on the field either, per Scott Petrak, who's down there right now. Let's go to Terry in Sandusky. Terry, welcome to the show.
Hey, Nathan. Love the show, buddy.
Thanks, man. How you doing?
Good. Hey, you guys are actually in Berea, right? You guys are in
Berea.
Yes, we are. We are in the Browns headquarters here in Berea, 76 okay. Lou Groza Boulevard.
There you go. Hey, if you guys see Manziel, can you ask him why he stole my butt plug?
Come on, man. Come on. Hopefully we got that drop. Emmett, did you get that? I hope so. Let's go to John and Belfonte. These people, come on. Be better
hey
than
guys,
that. You could have been better than
always.
That. If
you're
that wasn't even
that,
enough to make me laugh.
I know. What's up, John?
Always good to have something exciting going on in Cleveland. We got to get away from talking about this playoffs all the time with LeBron and with the rest of these guys. Enjoy the moment. Enjoy the Sunday. This is playoff Sunday. We're Browns fans. Anyway, just a little touch on that. Obviously, I'm like you guys. This was 1 week too late, and I like Coach Pettine. I like him a lot, but he didn't mention in his conference that they failed. The coaching staff failed to protect the victory. Not they didn't need to win the game. They had a lead 21-7. They failed to protect it. In order to protect it, you would have put the best quarterback on that field at any time in that game, and this is how this should work. You bake a cake, and you want to bake it the same way every time. When you bake it good, like on a Sunday, you got a good quarterback. Don't worry about some hypothetical quarterback of the future. We got Johnny Manziel. This could be the guy. Let's live in the moment. God bless Cleveland. God bless your fans. And Merry Christmas to all of you.
Thank you. Happy holidays, John. Merry Christmas to you. Appreciate the call. And I think that's right. You've got to enjoy the moment. And you got to remember, Browns fans, I believe, will be very patient with Johnny Manziel because they believe in his upside, and he is a rookie. And I think you also have to have a little bit of patience, as one of our tweet came in right now from Earl Sherrill. He says, you know, Earl and Sherrill. Said Browns fans need to have some patience with the rookie coach as well. He's finding his way through, and he's done a lot of good and given us a lot of reason to believe in him and to have optimism in him. Is he going to do everything perfectly in his first season as a head coach in the NFL? No, and I'm sure he'd be the first to admit that. But I think overall, we are all very happy with the Mike Pettine experience here with the Cleveland Browns.
No doubt, and that tweet hit it right on the head, and that's exactly what I was going to say. The patience that we have to have for Johnny Manziel as a starter is the same patience we have to have as a club. Do you want to have a 4-12 football team go to potentially 10-6 and fall backwards that next year? No, we want to continue that climb and just get on board and be a part of something very special, which is going round. You can see it and you can feel it by being here in Berea.
No question. When we come back, we're going to dip into our mailbag. It is Mailbag Wednesday. We'll also take some more calls. And coming up at 2 o'clock Eastern, we will have Mike Pettine's press conference again in its entirety, where he introduces Johnny Manziel as the starting quarterback for the Cleveland Browns. Also in the second hour, you'll hear from Marvin Lewis from his conference call today with the Cleveland media. And a special shout-out to Fox 8 for trolling the bejesus out of the Bengals head coach. Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm, more Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, coming your way.